Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight we have a story called Nachum, the Chozer, Not by Choice. What is a Chozer? Somebody who memorizes the Torah teachings of a Rebbe. So Nachum was the Chozer of the Mittel Rebbe, the second Chabad Rebbe, Dov Ber. But Nachum was not cut out to be a chozer. That means that by nature, he did not have the talents that a chozer requires. A chozer is somebody who, by nature, finds it fairly easy to memorize long Torah lessons. And the Mittel Rebbe was famous for his very, very, very long Torah lessons. Sometimes he would teach for many hours nonstop, literally 6, 7, 8, 9. I think that one time he taught for 16 hours, believe it or not. So someone who would memorize his talks had to be really something special. And Nachum was not cut out for this kind of work. But the Mittel Rebbe instructed him to be a chozer. And so he accepted it. And somehow or another, he learned. In fact, he became such a good chozer that he could not only memorize the Torah lessons of the Mittel Rebbe, but he was able to actually even remember where the Rebbe would cough, if he coughed, or where the Rebbe would have said, sha, 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 means to be quiet. Sometimes the Mittel Rebbe would say quiet, not that people were talking, but the Mittel Rebbe was talking to himself because he had such an active mind that his mind was constantly pumping, so to speak, with ideas. And in order for him to focus on teaching, he had to limit this activity of his mind. And therefore, he would use this expression to himself, sha, sha, sha. Occasionally, the Chassidim would hear it in the middle of a mimer. And even such things, Nachum the Chozer would learn by heart, and he would memorize it and later on give it over. Because in those days, there were no recordings, and even taking notes, I don't think would be fast enough to get everything down. Later, the chozer could repeat it at a slower pace, and it could be written down. Of course, if the Torah teaching was on Shabbos or Yom Tov, then it couldn't be written down until after Shabbos or Yom Tov. That was the job of the chozer. Very simple story. Extremely simple. Here was a person named Nachum. He was not cut out to be a chozer. The Mittel Rebbe asked him or instructed him to be a chozer and became a chozer of tremendous excellence. That's called a story. Wait a minute. Yep, that's called a story. And it has a tremendous lesson for us as well. Because many times in our life, we are called upon to do things that are not easy and don't come to us naturally. But sometimes we just have to do it. Sometimes we're in a situation where if we don't do something, no one's going to do it. Maybe saving a life. You've never saved a life before, but you see that this person needs to be saved, and somehow you know how you're going to do it, or you figure out how you're going to do it. You have to do it. And so too in many things not as drastic as saving a life, but learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, acts of kindness, whatever it is, earning a living, we have to learn. And this will be also the way that we'll bring the geula, because by nature, we're not geula people. We are gullus people. We were born in the gullus, in the exile. We grew up in the exile, and we are sitting in the exile, or we're growing up in the exile. It doesn't come naturally for us to bring the geula, but that's the job. And I'm sure that we will do it. There's no question. The Rebbe encouraged us very much and said that we can do it, and we will do it. And by doing one more mitzvah, learning one more piece of Torah, one more act of goodness and kindness, even if it doesn't come naturally, this will surely bring the geula. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.